Я с добрым утром.
That was "They're Coming to Take Me Away". Coming up, "They're Coming to Take Me Away". But first, it's the Dean Show, featuring everyone's favorite, the Dean. The Dean and his favorite answer, that is Penguin.
Good evening and welcome to the Dean Show, episode 30, New Webby! I am the Dean, being joined, as always, of course, by my lowly manservant and good buddy on the show, Thaddeus Penguin! This is why we love you. Okay, so you may have got the announcement I got Thaddeus to post up on the blog, but basically, new developments with the show are that from now on, we've got a new intro, as you heard just now. It is epic. I'll go through the intro later and in the credits and stuff like that. We've got that. The main difference you will notice is that Inferior Scum! Is that the show will now be downloadable in two distinct parts. So rather than one long show that takes a long time to download, you can download it in two parts and listen to the one half while you download the other half. Or, the main reason for this is that you can now choose which part you want if you don't want both. For example, if you don't like wrestling, you can listen to all the other stuff, but not the wrestling. If you do like wrestling, but not the other stuff, you can just listen to that. So, wrestling will now be in a separate download, which will be uploaded first, and then the main episode. So that when you auto-download, you'll get the main episode when it gets to the most recent update. So, for example, this will be released as episode 39, and then if you look in your iTunes or wherever, the one before that will be released. It'll be uploaded a couple minutes before episode 39, : wrestling, and then that's how it will go from now on. 40 and 40 wrestling, and so on and so forth, Inferior Scum, and so forth. So, that's how it's going to work. We're going to have, two parts of the show from now on. The idea was mine, and it's awesome. Now, I am also, adopting a new role on the Dean Show, as well as being your host, drinker of tea, and person of much win and awesomeness. I should inform you that I will now be producing the show, after an incident with our producer for the first 38 episodes, Logie Connor. Basically what happened is this. Logie Connor had been producing the show, and as you know, and had been on the Dean Show multiple occasions at times and things. So we had a recent production meeting, and Logie Connor had a slight disagreement with our own Thaddeus. Thaddeus, would you like to explain exactly what happened? Exactly. So they had a brawl in this very large, expensive, and expansive meeting room that I paid trillions of pounds for. And wrecked the room a little bit and brawled and things like this. Thaddeus sustained multiple severe wounds, didn't you, Thaddeus? Exactly. So you in fact got the broken nail and the sadness inside you. And this was severe enough for me to in fact argue myself with Logie Connor. And what happened is that because of this argument and this disagreement between Logie Connor and Thaddeus, Logie Connor quit the show. He has left, and leaving me and Thaddeus to strive together, to work hard for the good of the podcast, to produce it ourselves in coalition, but mostly me. But it's okay. Logie Connor, if you're listening, which I doubt you are, and you certainly won't be after I smite you later, I don't need you. I don't need you to produce the show. You are Inferior Scum. This shoe, the Thirteen shoe, was built and based on the awesome entity, the most powerful master of divinity, the Dean. It does not need anyone else. It doesn't need, it didn't need a Robo to upload. It didn't need Logic Connor to produce the shoe. Yeah, that's right. We don't need you. You were dispendable and get rid ofable. You were unnecessary. Now we've got rid of the extra weight tying down the shoe. Full creative control on the shoe goes to the Dean. I am in complete control. I can do absolutely whatever I want without any meetings and blockages from the Logic Connor. I don't need you. I don't, in fact, need anyone. That's right. Inveriascam! Thaddeus, I barely need you. Listeners, I don't need you. You are irrelevant. I am the Dean. You suck. You are inferior scum. If you don't like the shoe, stop listening. Go away. Die. I don't care. You are not an important part of the shoe. I do not make the shoe for you. Thaddeus does not make the shoe for you. Thaddeus assists me. I make the shoe for me. The shoe is made, recorded, hosted, and produced by the Dean, for the Dean, and with help from Thaddeus. Okay? It's all for the Dean. It is not for you. In fact, you know what? I dare you to stop listening. Everyone stop listening to the shoe, because you suck. You're inferior scum. The future of the shoe lies with the Dean. The omnipotent, the Dean. I was here in the beginning, I am here now, and I will be here in the end. Everyone else passes and comes and goes. Only the Dean is eternal. Ah! And Thaddeus. Now it's time for Thaddy Mail. There you go, the most expensive theme tune we've ever made. Listen to this. We've got tons, literally a lot, like quadrillions of emails telling me, oh no, what are we going to do now that Logic Connor's gone? The shoe won't be produced as well. I am the Dean! I can produce the shoe better and superiorly than anyone else ever in the history of existence. The shoe can only go to the new heights and get better with the Dean driving the car that is the shoe. I'm not good with metaphors, but the shoe will be awesome. And if you don't like it, you can get out of the car. We will throw you out on the highway, and you will be thrown out, and in a road. And, yeah. So you just go away. We don't need your criticism. Oh, you don't like the shoe? Oh, it's all about stuff and things. I don't like wrestling. No, you don't have to hear the wrestling. I made a concession for you. It is the only one you will ever get, ever. Everything else about the shoe is awesome, and if you don't like it, burn in hell. Or be smitten! That's right, we're going to introduce our first segment. Thaddeus, please play the music for the smiting list.
And now, we present, the Dean and the Thaddeus present to you, the smiting list. Prepare to be smitten.
That's right, it's the smiting list, and it's time. In this segment, we smite people who we don't like, or fools, or silly people, or annoying people, or bad people, or the BNP. So, what we're going to do right now is we are going to smite the quitter, cheater, betrayal, backstabber, Logic Connor, former ex-producer person for the show, and a new era is dawning, the era of the Dean. But to consolidate that, we need to smite Logic Connor, because he left us. He abandoned us. He abandoned me. He abandoned you. But I didn't abandon you. I am going to continue with the shoe and make it better than ever. For me, not you. Inveriascam! Now, Thaddeus, please assist me. I am a charging my smitometer, and I'm a firing my smiting. Oh! Laser! Ha ha! Weren't expecting that, were you? Now, I should say that video supplements might not happen much without our producer, but what can you do? What you gonna do? We might close with that song today. It's a song by Kindred Souls. What you gonna do? It's good. It's good! Now then. Up next, I'm gonna talk about some general stuff that I've been doing. And, since I don't have the recorder at the minute because of betrayal, I might have to, I'm just gonna talk about the stuff that I would have put on the journal here in the now. So we're gonna play the journal music. Thaddeus, do it! Do it! The Dean's Journal, what's the Dean been up to? The Dean's Journal, Journal of the Dean. What's he been doing throughout the week? You get to hear what the Dean has been doing live, just as it actually happens. The Dean's Journal. See, this is why you suck. So, in the journal, first up, some things pertaining to the greatest actor of all the times, Le Estefan Segal. That's right, Steven Segal. I believe I watched some Segal movies. I watched Hard to Kill. I think this was referenced last week that I'd watched the start of it, that I hadn't finished it and watched it all. I have now, but I mentioned it way back a long time ago, so I don't need to get into that in depth. But I did watch more movies after that. The first was from this year. New movie, it was his second or third most recent movie. It was released this year, and it was rent for £1 for one night in Extravision, Against the Dark. And this movie, Segal is the vampire hunter hunting vampires. No, well, I think they seemed more like zombies. I'm not quite sure they were supposed to be vampires or zombies, or a mixture of both hybrid. But, yeah, so basically what happened here was, movie, Segal not in it, you know, this wasn't just one of your typical, Steven, this is his first horror movie, it wasn't just action. Segal walks in, beats up some dudes. So he was the vampire hunter, but the movie was more focused, at least in the beginning, around the survivors. Think Left 4 Dead, you're getting the picture, think 28 Days Later, it's that sort of movie. Although Left 4 Dead is a game. But it's that sort of idea. Crazy creature things. A group of survivors walking along. They try to take refuge in a building. They meet two other people in there. Now they're trying to get to the exit of the building or something. They want to pick up medical supplies along, and then they find the exit out. So essentially the movie is their journey through this building. And there are lots of these creatures coming out at them all at various intervals. And then some of them die, and things like this. Then Segal and his group are called Hunters, and they have a connection to the army, but they're not working directly for the army. And the army just know of them, and are letting them work as sort of freelance agents, so to speak. And they're coming in and killing some things. So Segal and his dudes come in, and Segal's a katana master. He's using a sword, a katana, killing people with it. There is a good scene where there's a crazy zombie vampire child boy thing, he's like clawing at a man, and Segal comes in, sword vertically right through the head of this boy, and a camera cuts as the sword's coming down, of course, so that you don't actually see a boy with a sword in his head. Ah! And so they come in, and Segal and his gang do some beating up crazy things and kill the things. In the end, some of the survivors die, and the army want to, like, bomb the place. And then Segal, they manage, just before the bombs go off, they manage to find the exit and run out. And they survive, and it's very good. And like that. It's a very, very good movie, very different from the usual Segal movie. Highly recommendable. I'm trying to think of anything else that happened in the movie, but it was a while ago since I've seen it. Let's see, vampires or spits. Well, there are some good action scenes and fighting scenes in it, and some good sword work and stuff. It's just generally a good movie, watch it. Now, the second one I watched was The Keeper. Wow, wow, wow. So good, I've lent it to Niall. Niall of the week, that's later. absolutely amazing. Possibly up there with, maybe even better than, Under Siege. Best movie ever! Thaddeus, what are your thoughts on The Keeper? My sentiments, almost exactly. Basically, this is a movie in which Seagal got a bit more control than recently. I'll explain what happened a bit more about Seagal, maybe if I remember after I review this film, but this gets 5 stars, definitely. This is Seagal. The blurb, as it were, well, it's not really a book, but the synopsis on the back says it's in Romania. Actually, it's in Texas. That's the mistake, but I guess there was a change of plot. But apart from that, the movie is fantastic. Seagal put in a lot more effort than he has done in, like, the last decade. Or, well, and a half. To produce an absolutely fantastic movie. The only thing I think is, like, between Under Siege 2 and The Keeper, the only movie he put in effort was Into the Sun in 2005. Four, five, one of those! But this is an absolutely amazing film. Seagal puts in lots of effort. There are great action scenes, and at start you gotta wait, and then eventually you're sort of watching it and you're thinking, I know he's older and bigger and slower, there's not gonna be so much Aikido, he's using a gun and stuff, it's very story based. And then you get the Aikido scene, and if you look, it looks to me like he did this himself. He's doing the hand to hand combat, the Aikido and stuff. I don't think there was a stunt double, and I was smiling like Mutrus smiling Oos. Bueno! I mean, I couldn't help but crack a huge smile when I saw Seagal doing that Aikido. Fantastic movie. The basic plot is that Seagal gets shot. He's in him and a friend, who they're working together, they're cops, and they kill the bad guys, and there's a whole bunch of money, and the other cop's like, hey, we could just keep that, and Seagal's like, I don't think you better do that, I think I better call for backup. And then the guy shoots Seagal. Then a year later, I think it is, Seagal wakes up, I don't think he wasn't in a coma like in Hard to Kill or anything, but he's hurt, and then it's like a year later, I think, or maybe, I don't know, but later, he's discharged from the force for medical reasons, because he didn't actually die, and he goes to Texas. He gets a call from a friend in Texas who says, a rich businessman, her daughter's bodyguard was killed, her daughter's going with a boxer, I believe, or something like that, and her bodyguard was killed in an attempt on her life, or to kidnap her, or whatever. Seagal comes over to be the new bodyguard, they're old buddies, they're both ex-cops, all this stuff, Texas, whoop-de-doo. So they go up there, Seagal has to put on the cowboy hat, he's not wearing a Chinese suit, you know, he's dressed good, well, cowboy hat as an addition, and he basically has to go with this girl, protect her at, like, nightclubs and stuff, and they get into fight scenes, and then there's car chases, then she gets kidnapped, and Seagal has to find her, and the businessman's doing dirty deeds, damn dirt cheap, with the guy from the boss guy who kidnapped her, like, two rival businessmen. And in the end, Seagal's, like, sniping people. I believe is he sniping or a turret gun? Or he's using some sort of long-range gun. And then he's, like, I think he's sniping people or something. And then there's a good scene where he gets a knife and just throws it at someone right in the neck. It's just so many great parts. I'm remembering a funny part. I can't quite remember what it was. I think it was in a market. Some guy is there, Seagal. Beats some dudes up. I'm thinking something funny happened. I don't know. Anyway, so, I mean, this was really good. He's beating these guys up, and in the end, he rescues the girl, and turns out her boyfriend was in on it, and betrayed her, and likes cocaine, and got her kidnapped to get money, and all this stuff, and Seagal is really good at his job, puts up, like, surveillance, and gives her a little tracker necklace and all at the start, and it's a really, really good movie. In-depth plot, lots of effort from Seagal, good action scenes, production, the lighting is better than usual, it's not dark and dull, it's good lighting, the music suits more, there's no dodgy stunt doubles. If there were stunt doubles, I couldn't tell, no dodgy stunt doubles, no bad editing, things hard, horribly put together, and then just cutting to the same random picture of Seagal in his typical expression. No, like, just really bad effects and dodgy voice dub over people. The whole thing, Seagal the whole time, he liked this movie and it was fantastic. The t-shirt I want to get, I saw online, someone made it, it says, picture of Seagal, and above him it says, Seagal, and then below it says, it just was his head, and then below it says, like, King of All Action Heroes or something, on eBay. But, yeah, I was reading, apparently Seagal, on his website, it's been revamped a little bit. There's a link, the links aren't working, because it's just been revamped, and it, I guess they didn't realize it's not working. But there is a link to this thing, where you have the clothing line, which is funny, because he just wears Chinese suits, and he's going to have his clothing line. He also apparently, despite his horrible, he hasn't exactly kept his looks, you know, he's a bit wrinkly and leathery. Apparently he is a spokesman for a Bulgarian cream face product, anti-aging or something, even though he looks really old. Somewhat ironic. Apparently I've read that it's not very good, but anyway. Apparently he grows some of the herbs for himself, and he's like studying herbology, you know, and the man is awesome. He also, what was it I've been reading about? Let's see, Seagal. Yeah, apparently there was an interview done with him in which he announced, well, I mentioned last week, I believe, that Under Siege 3 is set to happen. There are two conflicting, I was looking online for info about this, two totally conflicting scripts. One, where they're on a plane, like Executive Decision. Under Siege 3, plane disaster. And the other is one apparently Seagal wants to do where they're in space, fighting aliens and stuff. That sounds bad, but think about this. Seagal actually said he doesn't want to just keep doing the same movie 30 times. You know, I am ex-CIA agent, daughter kidnapped, kill bad guys. He wants to actually be an action hero, but in movies would actually have plots. You know, like, hey, he wants to be Genghis Khan, like, on a horse and stuff, and he wants to be fighting in space and do cool things and experiment with different things. Turns out he actually said that his movies are bad and that he doesn't like them. There you go, I've said it. Seagal admitted he hates his own movies. Now, I don't know the credibility of this, but I was supposed to interview with him. Apparently, he in mentioning his movies at all seemed to make him sad and depressed, and he didn't want to talk about it. He wanted to talk more about his music, Songs from the Crystal Cave and Mojo Priest, the latter of which is what I think I want to get. I heard the first one not too good, but I want to get Mojo Priest. He said he would give up acting to do this music. He's very passionate about it. He used to be passionate about films. Apparently, what happened is he got stuck in a bad contract with Sony. They basically forced him to do these movies that he didn't necessarily want to do, or he would do them, and then they would make bad scripts or have dodgy voiceovers and bad acting and horrible, like, bad ideas and effects and camera work and lighting and stunt doubles, and the whole thing was a mess, and they would all be done very badly. I mean, this new one he's with, Optimum, they have, like, the great, great camera work. Everything's edited together perfectly. Fantastic. Not so much in some of his movies, as you may know. And basically, he got stuck in this. He didn't want to do some of the movies. He didn't like things like Urban or Renegade, as the other name is it. Urban Justice, Renegade Justice. Apparently, it was originally titled Once Upon a Time in the Hood or something like that. He didn't want to be associated with the hip-hop culture. His producer thought it might make him more popular with the kids today. He doesn't like this sort of thing. He doesn't want to do some of these movies. Basically, he's forced into them. He's finally fulfilled his obligation with Sony, so he got out of there. I think the three movies this year, Driven to Kill, is described, I read somewhere, slick but empty. I don't know if that was with Sony or with Optimum, but then the next two, Against the Dark, and then definitely The Keeper. Fantastic. The Keeper should be in cinemas. So he got out of that contract with Sony, and now he can do more movies. He wants to experiment and do different things, and not just do the same movie over and over and over and over again and again and again! So that might surprise some people. But there you go. I also watched another Seagal movie I just remembered. Half Past Dead. Now, it was an hour and 45 minutes, including breaks. I missed the first 45 minutes. I saw an hour of it. So I missed the story, just saw the plot. It's basically, if you've seen Half Past Dead 2 with Goldberg, it's a bit like that, but not. Basically, Seagal's in a prison, and he, is with this other, some guys, and he was undercover, but his cover's blown, so some guys want to kill him, and then they have to fight against it, and some dudes have kidnapped, like, an old woman who is, like, in politics, and they have an old man, and they have to swap the woman for the man, and have lots of gunfights, and fights, and other fights, and something about it being in a helicopter inside, embedded in the roof, and then now in a the old man blows up a helicopter outside when they're flying away. So, very good movie. Well, actually, it was average. If you want to watch a good movie, The Keeper, seriously. Now, I think I mentioned Many Star Goats in the Journal last week. I saw it in the cinema. I think I did. So we can move on. Okay, so, up next, I think we're going to have the Nile of the Week. Nile of the Week. Nile of the Week. Nile. 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 Nile of the Week. Fool at the other end. Nile of the Week. Fool at the other end. I like that tune. Now then. Nile of the Week. In fact, these people should be smitten, but we've already done that. So, Nile of the Week. Sony! Didn't we smite them before anyway? For being crap. The Nile of the Week. Sony for getting Seagal trapped in this horrible contract. So that's that segment done. I should point out, though, that Seagal is returning to cinemas. So this is a good way. This Keeper should have been in cinemas, I reckon, but it's a good way to finish his direct-to-video era, maybe. Machete, he's not the main character in it, but he does have a role in it, and it's being released next year, and it will be in cinemas. Now, after that, he's probably coming back to direct-to-video, but we'll have On the Run, I think, is supposed to come out. I'm pretty sure of that, in 2010. Under Siege 3 is hoped for in 2011. I'm pretty sure that I read on Wikipedia, that's where I read about Under Siege 3, that's where I first heard about it. I'm pretty sure said they were also releasing Dangerous Man and Born to Raise Hell, like the Motorhead song, in 2010 as well, so I don't know. Also, Seagal has wanted to do a movie called Prince of Pistols since last year. He's been wanting to make that. Maybe he'll make that. He wants to combine it more with his music and do some cool things. So that's your Seagal news. On to other things. I was watching some music television. It was a Kerrang's Insane Rockers. Guy from Airborne was in there at 17. Alice Cooper was 16. I thought Angus would be in there, but I didn't see the first three people, so maybe I missed him. Axl Rose was number two. Marilyn Manson and Ozzy Osbourne were near the top as well. Number one was like Slipknot or some crap. So that's that. No AC/DC, unfortunately. Don't really have any AC/DC news or anything to talk about with them. Backtracks, I think, is out or coming out. Definitely, it was in November, so there's that. And there's new. They've got new merch and stuff. I think I need a new AC/DC poster. I would like to get maybe an Are You Ready cartoon, the cartoon Are You Ready poster or some other poster, and stuff like that. But well, the volume is probably horrible on this, so yeah, very. I don't know. That's that, and the whole thing. I think that AC/DC are full of wind, but that's just me. And they are. If you don't agree with that, then I have this to say to the you. If you don't agree that AC/DC is full of wind, you get this thing. It is now tomorrow, and welcome back to The Dean Show. Now, we have here with us a list of things that I need to discuss on the show. I made a list. This is how prepared I am. First thing, I need to mention the intro, just in case I do forget. Brand new intro. I really need to give a huge... This will be featured in the outro credits, which I still make. Thaddeus, make them! But I do need to say that the intro voiceover work, huge thanks to Danny from The Senjay Show. He did that voiceover work. turned out really well, and he did 4 takes, I think, and I put them together, picked out the best bits of each one to make the ultimate take, got a little bit of music. I wanted to have, during the Dean show, it would cut it break into music, and I used a Turn Your Vamp song because it hit on drums, and then, you know, hit fast drums and then into a guitar tune. I thought it worked out perfectly. I decided to put in a little bit of slow piano during the start bit to fill the gap, because I decided that at the very, very start, we need to have, before he started talking, that was, they're going to take me away. Well, what was? So I thought we'd put in some Russian band. Communist invasion again. Now, the Russian band, it lasts like 4 seconds. It's only in one ear, that bit. It's pretty quiet. It's unimportant, to be honest, but it's there. So, the next thing then, I'm going to talk a little bit about some... Right, so just before I introduce you to our brand new sponsor, I want to talk about some music I'm listening to. I got 3 new CDs. One of them was I borrowed it from Alex, who lent it to me. It was on loan to me. I've still got it here at the moment. Got it yesterday there. It's the Journey Escape. Now, let's go through it. I've only listened to it maybe 3 times in the background while I've been doing other things. I'm not terribly familiar with it yet, so I might mention it again next week when I've got more familiar. But obviously, the first song, Don't Stop Believing. Come on, everyone loves that song. Took a midnight train going anywhere. I mean, that is a fantastic, epic song that if you don't like it, you should be shot. The second song is Stone in Love. It's a pretty good song. Now I'm going to just scan through what else have we got. 6 is the title track, Escape, so I'm assuming that's probably good. Let's see. I think most of the songs are good. I can't remember to think of what most of them are right now. 9, Mother Father. It's really catchy, and I really love that song. It's my favourite song from the album, I think. Obviously, well, apart from the first song, obviously. So that's the first one. Gotta love a bit of Journey there. The others came... let's see, here we go. I think we've got some The Donnas, and we've got Boston. Now, if I can just get these albums from the shelf. Thaddeus, you should be helping me get these albums from the shelf. I go over there and get them for me. Yeah, come on. Pass them out. No, not that. Thaddeus, you're doing it wrong. You're doing it wrong. Okay, thank you. Yeah. I knew I did not need my Jerry Lee Lewis there. There we go. Thank you. I'll get it myself, Thaddeus. Okay. Here we go. We've got the first one, Boston. Self-titled album. Boston. Okay, first song, More Than a Feeling. The reason I got this album is because More Than a Feeling was the song from The Man Who Stare at Goats when I went to see that recently. And this is epic. You know that song? More than a feeling, more than a feeling. The second song is Peace of Mind. I really like it as well. Third one, Foreplay/Long Time. Foreplay is like about 2.5 minute sort of intro. Instrumental intro. It's quite nice, actually. Fourth song, Rock and Roll Band. Wow. Really liking that one. And then the fifth one could be the best song on the album. Smokin'. It's sounds almost like a Led Zeppelin song in a way. It's just a kick-ass rock and roll awesome song. And the last song, It, Let Me Take You Home Tonight, is also quite a nice one. So I highly recommend all of these albums. The third, The Donnas' Spend the Night album. It was the most popular on iTunes, so that's why I got it. What have we got? I'm going to go through... I've listened to this once or twice and whatever, but I'm mostly listening to the Boston one. We've got such great song titles as Dirty Denim, You Wanna Get Me High, Pass It Around, Take Me to the Back Seat, that sort of thing. It's on the Rocks is a good song. There's a bunch of songs on there. All Messed Up I quite like. It's clearly after AC/DC's All Screwed Up. Big Rig's pretty good. Yeah, really good albums. The Donnas is the other two are just 80s rock bands. The Donnas is different because it's possibly started in the 80s or 90s, I think, but it's an all-girl rock band. And it's like kick-ass AC/DC style, but with girls. Really good as well, I should point out. Because it's very consistent throughout the album that you don't, it's hard to pick out standout songs, unfortunately. I've also been listening to some more 10-Year Van, because you gotta love them. And of course, the old Jerry Lee Lewis, Chuck Berry, AC/DC, and all that jazz. And everyone's favorite, DJ Chav. What do you mean you've lost the sponsor ad? Thaddeus, you're going to have to find that thing. And while you do that, I'm going to do the quiz. So, the quiz to win the AC/DC CD with all the crazy Scientology stuff and bonus stuff has been put on hold. Because I want to get this 10-year vamp stuff done. What you will win, if you can do this, I'm going to change the question. So, this is the new 10-year vamp, okay? Name, the first name of the front woman of the band, the singer and also guitarist. The singer, if you can name what is her first name, which you can hear in last week's interview, you win, or you find anywhere, you win the copy of their album, which is absolutely awesome. You also win for yourself, so you win the Don't Act Like You Know Me album, CD with its booklet and stuff like that. You also win, there's a little card here, 10-year vamp with some photos and stuff on it. In addition, you will win this nice little printed colorful page with more photos and information about the band and awards and stuff. You'll win a page full of live photos and a biography page all about the band. In addition, you will win a little window sticker. So, if you can find out her name, the name of the singer of the band, you'll win all that stuff. Email your answers to ThaddeusPenguin@hotmail.com or leave a comment on the episode on TheDeanShow.blogspot.com. So that's that. Now, I want to also announce that in the wrestling portion of the show this week, we have our first wrestling guest. We have from the Smart Wrestling Fan community, Joshua, who will hopefully... I haven't done this for interview yet. This is not a pre-recorded one. We're going to do it later, so I'm announcing it now, tentatively, but hopefully we'll get that done tonight. And I'm not sure if he's going to join me in reviewing the wrestling or try to test my wrestling knowledge in some way, but he will be on the show and is Inferior Scum! Now then, I think before we go any further, we've got to do the meme, the F My Life, The Dean Sings, and of course a message from our sponsor before we end the show. So, Thaddeus still doesn't appear to have found the sponsor file, so I think we're going to have the meme first, and then we get straight to the sponsor. I'm thinking that's what we'll do. Oh, wait. It looks to me like Thaddeus may have found thing. Okay, Thaddeus, if you've got it, play the ad now.
Hey, sexy. This week, The Dean Show is proudly sponsored by the U Corporation. For all those times when only one dupe is sufficient. Kiss my special place. Okay, thanks, bye.
Love to. And that was a message from our brand new sponsor and with a new advertising agency as well. Maybe we'll keep the sponsors for longer this time. Here we go. It is the Oop Corporation, where there is a fire at on end. And a fool at the other! That is all.
Ah!
Precisely, Thaddeus. It might indeed be a good idea to do that next. So, what we're going to do is we're going to have our meme of the week. Meme of the week. Meme of the week, meme of the week, meme of the week. Silly internet meme thing, funny thing, internet phenomenon of the week. Okay, so this week's meme of the week, maybe not necessarily a meme, but it's gaining popularity, and it should be a popular, incredibly, should be a phenomenon indeed. It's the textsfromlastnight.com. Okay, so I'm going to go there right now. Textsfromlastnight.com. Okay, and I'll maybe read a couple of them to you. It's a bit similar, I suppose, to F My Life, which is coming up next, and My Life is Average, which we tried to spam the hell out of, and all those types of things, except this one is funny. In some ways, and also in others. So, I'm going to maybe read a couple to let you get a feel for what it is, but I really recommend it. So, that's that. It's loading.
Thaddeus, make it load better!
Oh, right, it's loaded. Almost. Yeah, so to give you a quick synopsis of what's happening, after this we've got the F My Life, and then I think I'm going to sing at you. And that's pretty much us done for today. So, it's loaded in part. There we go. So this is what happens. You have it here. I guess people who it's the text you sent the night before when you were drunk or something, and you send someone a suspicious text. Cough, cough, Thaddeus has done that. Cough, cough. And then these people put it on here with the area code and make fun of you because you said silly things and did things you'll regret. I'm not inviting you over anymore if my cat keeps ending up in the freezer. Let's see. My RA just tried to write me up for having sex too loudly during quiet hours. Not all of these are when you got drunk before. There are some pretty bad ones, though, but, okay, this is the part where I go upstairs and pass out incoherently until 6:30 a.m. tomorrow morning and not remember any of this. Love you. I hate how you keep a running list of people who have seen me naked. Oh, rather amusing. Let's see. Scrolling down to see if I can find another good one. Let's see. A vanilla vodka plus chocolate soy milk does not make an epic milkshake. I just had a wet dream about my mum last night. I am scarred for life. WTF. Oh, you asked the DJ to play Who Let the Dogs Out because it was your birthday. You left the bar and then re-entered to the song. How I've managed to spend $100 at an open bar is beyond me. There are some pretty good ones I was reading earlier where people got very drunk, did some pretty regretful things, and it's rather amusing and I really recommend it. Let's see. Anytime you start making pro wrestling references before 10 p.m, I know that I'm breaking up a fight between you and some muscled up frat boy you call Hogan. She was so wasted that she tried to tuck me in and read the jokes on the Taco Bell sauce as a bedtime story. Thanks for putting I'm Not Your Boyfriend Baby on my sex playlist. Let's see. Why can't he just admit that he still wants to me, even though I'm underage? Some interesting ones there. Okay, now, F My Life. FMyLife.com. Some stuff from F My Life, because it's funny, lol. People suck. Okay, here's this week's F My Life. Today, I was having an intimate moment with the detachable showerhead. I opened my eyes to find my husband of 4 months looking down on me. The only thing he said was, "You too?" F My Life. Lol. Lol, 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 lol. Okay, Thaddeus, am I right in thinking that before we get to the outro and the closing song, the only thing we've got to do is the Dean sings? Am I right in thinking that? Okay then, so the plugs do need to be done, you're right. But we'll do that after the Dean sings. So up next, it's the Dean sings. Thaddeus, would you like to hit that music for us, please?
This is the jingle to introduce the jingle. This is the jingle that introduces the segment that we like to call The Dean Sings. The Dean Sings uses songs from promoting rap.com.
Okay, this week's theme on The Dean Sings. Don't forget you can suggest a theme or a topic to sing about. By emailing ThaddeusPenguin@hotmail.com. In fact, you can do that into anything on the shrew or the wrestling shrew. Now, here we go. It's the Dean Sings Lost.
I've lost that thing. I've lost that thing. Where did I put that thing? Where did I put that thing? I've lost that thing and now it's gone. I need to find it. Where's that thing? Where did I put that thing? Help me. Help me find that thing I lost. Help me find that thing I lost. Where did it go? Where did I put it? It is lost. It was a fish in a small hat that I own. It was a gift, it was my fish in a small hat. Fish in a small hat, fish in a small hat. I had it with me, but not so long ago. I was walking down the street with my fish in a small hat. Where did I put it, where did it go? No one knows. Where did I put it, where did it go? I do not know. Where did it go? I don't know. I lost that thing. Where did it go? Where did it go? I'll never know. Where did I leave it? Did I leave it in a shop? Did I leave it in the laundromat? Did I leave it outside on a bench or in a hedge? Where did it go? Where did I put it? I do not know. Where is my fish in a small hat? I have lost it, lost and found. Please, sir, help me. Has anyone handed in a fish in a small hat? It is mine and it is lost. I lost it, my fish in a small hat. Where did it go? Where
I need it back.
Go? No one can know. I do not know.
I don't know. My fish in a small hat. Oh, where did,
where
it, go?
Did it go?
See, this is what happens when you lose your fish in a small hat. So, and with that done, don't forget to download the wrestling show, and I'm gonna stick in all the plugs and such like for the this show. So, of course. Well, the first thing I want to say, actually, before we do wrap it up, I've just checked out the newest single by Jerry Lee Lewis, Mean Old Man. Longer than most of his songs. Good, well-made, catchy guitar, and I'm loving it. Unfortunately, he doesn't play any piano in it. I was sort of hoping that near the end, you know, he would just sort of go, now let's go one time! Ding 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 ding. Desafortunadamente. Awesome. Okay, so the plugs. First of all, for this show, obviously listen to the wrestling show. Listen to the show every week. Download, subscribe, spread the word, all that business. ThaddeusPenguin@hotmail.com or leave a comment on the blog, thethedeanshow.blogspot.com for your feedback. Also, lots of things. Merch available from The Dean Show. blogspot.com. There's also a link to all the songs, well, at least the first dozen, I think, from The Dean Sings, or there's a dozen songs up there. There's an album's worth, as well as lots of other things, links to other shows, including The Senjay Show. Thanks, of course, to Dan for doing the intro for us, the voiceover, and that's thesenjayshow.podomatic.com, I believe. Other shows on there include Wiggly's World and all that stuff you can find there, including the band Trapdoor, and, of course, other shows like WHO News R and Thoughts Out of Context, and The Good Atheist. So check those out, and leave some feedback and comment and stuff. There's also anything to do with this show, iTunes links, links to everything with this show are also all on there. You know, it's hard. This show, you're lucky you got it, okay? Inferior Scum! You're lucky you got it, because after we were backstabbed and betrayed by Logic Connor, I had to do this myself, produce it myself, and I think I've done a pretty darn good job. What do you say, Thaddeus? Oh boy. Take a strip slow something for that cough there, Thaddeus. Your voice is a little bit odd. Now then, I think that's everything for the show, so we're going to take you out with from the Aerial Kindred. Don't enter our quiz, I should also mention that. Now, Kindred Souls, What You Gonna Do? And then the brand new outro, If I Can Be Bothered to Make It. No, that goes before. Because the outro first, damn it, I'm going to have to make the bloody thing. And then Kindred Souls, What You Gonna Do? Okay, well, that's us for this week. Do return next week in Inferior Scum and listen to the almighty, awesome, powerful entity, the master of divinity, the omnipotent, godlike, the Dean. And Thaddeus. For the Dean Show. Fare thee well. Inferior Scum. The Dean Show was created, conceived, performed, hosted, and produced by The Dean for The Dean. T by Thaddeus Penguin. Wrestling Show Musics by Evan Armstrong. Artwork by Evan Armstrong. Backstabbing and Betrayal by Logic Honor. Intro Voiceover by Danny from The Senjay Show. Intro music and outro music by 10 Year Vamp, Kindred Souls, and Russian Band. Music used from Aerial Publicity, Cyber PR, and MeView Music Alley, PodSafe Music Network. The Dean Sings segment uses music from PromotingCrap.com. F My Life segment uses anecdotes from fmylife.com.
That was the Dean Show. Coming up, they're coming to take me away.
Edit, the end song is in fact What You Gonna Do by Kindred Souls. Don't know why I thought it was Spirits.